91X News.
It's minus 6 and partly cloudy at 4 o'clock from CUNA Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Tyson Naylor. In the past 24 hours, officers with an Apennine OPP have responded to 22 motor vehicle collisions. On Highway 401 this morning, there were four tractor trailers which went into a ditch or obstructed the highway in a matter of hours. The highway was closed eastbound at Highway 49 in Tyendinega to allow OPP to remove the tractor trailer blocking the 401. At the same time, there was a tractor trailer in the ditch on the 401 east of Highway 49, a tractor trailer in the ditch at Salmon River, and a fourth tractor trailer east of that. Foreign ministers of Canada and the United States, Japan, South Korea, and others launched a meeting in Vancouver today with a unanimous message for the North Korean government to give up its nuclear quest. Terry Theodore has the story.
Foreign Affairs Minister Chrystia Freeland says North Korea's leadership needs to know its path will only lead to more sanctions and perpetual instability. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says if all countries cut off economic and diplomatic engagement with North Korea, that increases the chance of a negotiated settlement.
Only by abandoning its current path can North Korea achieve the security and stability it desires.
The participants will spend the rest of the day discussing possible avenues for diplomacy and how to tighten sanctions against the North. Terry Theodore, The Canadian Press, Vancouver.
Governor David Ige has appointed a State Army National Guard official to oversee a review of Hawaii's emergency management process after a faulty alert was sent to cell phones around the state warning of an incoming missile attack. Ige appointed State Army National Guard Brigadier General Kenneth Hara on Monday. Some changes have already been made, including requiring two people to approve emergency alerts. Officials said that state employee clicked the wrong link and activated a real alert instead of an internal test. The United Way Quinte will announce a fundraising results for 2017 campaign tomorrow morning at 7:30. Katy Perry has the story.
Brandy Hodge from the Quinte United Way says the organization had a hard time reaching its fundraising goal in 2017.
In a community of our size, trying to raise almost $2 million every year, it's a tough go, and this year was no different, that's for sure.
Hodge said the United Way is looking at new ways to engage the community because of the changes in how funds are raised. Katy Perry, CUNET News, Belleville.
The jurors at Lac-Megantic trial have told Judge they are to an impasse in their deliberations. Quebec Superior Court Judge Gautin Dumas read a letter from the jurors this afternoon where they asked him what happens if they can't reach an agreement. The jurors began the deliberations last Thursday. Tom Harding and two other former railway workers were charged with criminal negligence causing the 2013 tragedy that killed 47 people when a runaway train carrying crude oil derailed and exploded. All three can be found guilty, while jurors have the option of convicting Harding on one of two other charges, dangerous operation of railway equipment or dangerous operation of railway equipment causing death. An animal protection charity in Brighton is looking for financial help from the city. Victory for Animal Society founder Shelley Craig went to the city council last night to ask for support.
What we want to do is we wanted to get some help, because it's been a struggle for us, but we know that a rescue is much needed here in this area.
Craig says donations and support have been slow and money would be used for better facilities. Monday marked Martin Luther King Day south of the border. CUNET News asked students what they think of his legacy. Matthew Morgan has the story.
I have a dream.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. had a dream that one day all men would be treated equally. His legacy is still felt today. Anthony Lowe is a second-year public relations student.
If it wasn't for somebody like him, maybe I don't know if our race would be here today. I don't know if I'd be able to even walk around at Loyalist today, you know, comfortably and normally, and to feel equal.
Lowe talks about why King's legacy matters to more than just him.
Made millions and millions of people around an entire world come together and join together and push a movement, push a belief, push a message. So I think anybody with that type of message and that type of stature and that type of courage should be celebrated.
Williamson Dorling is a second-year fitness and health promotion student.
He spent most of his life looking out for his people. It's great that he's been berated, even in Canada, even though he's from the States. So honestly, I think he's a great person.
The day Salute to King took on more meaning for many coming, as it did in the wake of comments about Haiti and African countries from American President Donald Trump. Matthew Morgan, QNET News, Belleville.
Health Canada has voluntary sodium targets for the food industry set 4 years ago have failed to significantly reduce the amount of salt consumers are getting in processed foods. Lori Paris has more.
The agency had hoped to cut the amount of salt found in 94 categories of processed food by 2016, but a federal report shows targets have been met in only 14% of the food categories, and there was no significant progress in salt reduction in 48%. High levels of salt tend to be found in breads, processed meats, soups, cheeses, mixed dishes, and sauces. Health Canada says excess dietary sodium puts Canadians at risk for high blood pressure, which can lead to heart disease, stroke, and kidney disease. Lori Paris, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
That's QNET News on 91X. Sports is next.
Make your resolution stick this year with UN Weight Loss Studios. For the month of January only, get 60% off all weight loss programs. UN Weight Loss Studios one-on-one health coaching, real grocery store foods, and natural products make it easy to look and feel better. UN's friendly staff are there to coach, educate, and keep you motivated through your weight loss program so you can reach your goal. Book a free consultation today, 613-779-7373. UN Weight Loss Studio, Hilden Square, Sydney Street, Belleville.
Now in sports, it was announced today that ice dancers Tessa Virtue and Scott Maurer will carry Canada's flag into the opening ceremonies at next month's Winter Games in South Korea. The Olympic gold medalists were introduced today at a news conference in Ottawa, where Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was present to mark the occasion. Virtue and Maurer both made their Olympic debuts 8 years ago on home ice in Vancouver, where they captured a gold medal and became household names. The duo will be making their last appearance in the Olympics, as they have both stated they will retire after these games in Pyeongchang. Maurer says the announcement makes him feel very proud.
In accepting this unparalleled honor, we commit to embodying the values and the standards that make Canada such a special place. And we vow to embrace the Olympic spirit in its purest form. Team Canada is ready. And we cannot wait to be in Pyeongchang with the Maple Leafs on our back and in our hearts.
Many of young elite gymnasts were sexually assaulted by former Michigan sports doctor Larry Nassar, planned to testify about how that abuse shook their lives as his sentencing hearing starts today. Amy Robach reports one of the biggest names in U.S. gymnastics has now also come forward saying that she was assaulted too by her doctor.
She is a 4'8" giant.
Five-time Olympic medalist Simone Biles, one of the biggest stars in gymnastics, now saying she too was sexually abused by team doctor Larry Nassar. Biles coming forward on Twitter just one day before Nassar's sentencing for sexual assault charges, writing, "I, too, am one of the many survivors that was sexually abused by Larry Nassar. For too long, I've asked myself, was I too naive? Was it my fault? I now know the answer to those questions. No, it was not my fault."
Members of the International Olympic Committee are in Calgary this week to meet with the city's Olympic project team. Calgary City Council is deciding whether to bid for the 2026 Winter Olympic and Paralympic Games. The council is expected to address the question again at its next meeting, January 29th. IOC members will tour winter sport facilities still in use from the 1988 Winter Olympic Games in Calgary, the statement said. With few cities interested in holding the Olympic Games, the IOC has revamped processes to make bidding and hosting for Olympic Games cheaper and more sustainable. The Toronto Raptors star DeMar DeRozan was fined $15,000 today for criticizing officials after Saturday's loss against the Golden State Warriors. The Raptors are playing tomorrow, where they look to end a two-game losing streak against the Detroit Pistons. Toronto is currently second in the Eastern Conference. There are six games scheduled in the NHL tonight, but only one features a Canadian team, as the Toronto Maple Leafs host the St. Louis Blues. Toronto has back-to-back losses headed into tonight's game, dropping one-goal decisions to both Columbus and Ottawa. The Belleville Senators are back in action tomorrow night as they take on the Syracuse Crunch at home. The last time Syracuse played, Belleville lost 8-2. Send us your team scores and league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Now for the weather. The forecast for Belleville. Tonight will be mainly cloudy with flurries expected at the beginning of the evening and a low of minus 11. Tomorrow is expected to be a mix of sun and cloud and a 40% chance of flurries and a high of minus 4. At 4:11, it's minus 6 and partly cloudy. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Tyson Naylor, QNET News, news at 5 o'clock.